Hello, my friends. You're just in time for another 3-minute meditation for kids. Are you ready? Well, all right. Now, there are things to remember for meditation. Number one, sit down. Just sit down in a comfortable position. Okay? Now, number two, close your eyes. You have to keep your eyes closed, my friends. All right, let's begin.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Customer needs assistance in aisle 4. Customer needs assistance in aisle 4.
You should just take that with you.
Sir, did you pay for that boombox?
What's a boombox?
You know what I mean, dipshit.
Yeah, it's COVID brain. I have a little bit of fog. Yeah, or it could just foggy. Be kid brain. I mean, it could just be too many children running around this house. Could be blue brain is what it could be. I'm tired.
Not blue balls, blue brain.
Blue brain. I'm tired of fucking yelling at blue all the time. Stop shitting in the house. Don't piss there. Stop barking. Don't go here. Go there.
All of that.
Transmute.
Oh, transmute.
I've not heard about transmuting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that same as transmutating?
It's transmutation. I don't know if you've ever transmuted. But there's
work. I don't know about transmitting.
Yeah. There's transmitting, which is what we do. The commercial break transmits.
Transmuting? Does that mean mute?
Transmutation is happening as we're speaking.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, co-host, cohort, co-criminal in crime, Kristen Joy Ho. The best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everybody.
But we're right here.
But
if
we're
it is
right
for
here,
you.
just in case you want to. Fact, news, or fiction, 30 seconds or less, or your money back guaranteed, tcbpodcast.com to claim your returns. Good luck to you, sir. Good luck, Layla.
If you don't get it, Alien.
Layla. Okay, that's enough foolishness, Brian. Let's get right into it today. Woohoo! Okay, so, question. With you, when you go to the grocery store, are you prone to go to the self-checkout?
Oh, you know, the grocery store and myself have a very sordid relationship.
A sordid relationship with the grocery store?
Mm-hmm. So when I was young, I'll tell you, so you didn't expect this answer, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so when I was young, my mom, there were three of us, girls, I know there were four boys in your household. So when my mom would go, and I would usually go with her, I was the oldest, we would go, and I mean, at some points, I had to go get a second shopping cart. She would load up on so much stuff. I mean, we just... It's so much stuff every time, and I hated it.
Really?
Hated going to the grocery store. So when I told her, I remember I said this to her, I said, when I'm older, when I'm an adult, I'm just going to go like as needed once a day. Of course, that has not happened as I've gotten older. And also, too, with the rise of Instacart, I mostly order my stuff now and then pick it up at the store. I park in a certain space. They come and deliver the groceries to me. I've enjoyed that.
But interesting.
But I also would, if it depends on how many items I have.
Okay,
sometimes.
So let me ask. Yeah. So let me review this.
I have gone to the self.
So your mom had a problem over shopping.
Right.
She would go to the store when she was hungry, so to speak.
And then we would go once every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah,
And then it would be just this big, huge amount.
My mom too. Yeah, but
stuff.
we never got to go into the store with her.
Oh,
and we
I
always
did.
Had to sit out in the
you
car.
You did?
No. But not by ourselves. But it was always it was a mom-dad thing.
Oh,
mom
okay.
would make a big list. Yes. We would all hop in the car, and then my dad would drive around the parking lot endlessly while my mom was shopping for hours.
Well,
but she would come out
work.
With like 300 bags, right?
Yeah, my dad would be at work, and my mom would take us, right, and we could have all these
carts. I'm the exact opposite. I really enjoy my grocery store shopping.
Yeah, no, I
And I do it probably once, at least once every other day. I go in.
Oh, you do?
I do.
That's a frequent
now,
shopper.
Now, Astrid also does also. But I'm the kind of guy who goes in for like three items, but then comes out with 30,
okay,
right?
Well, I do that at Target.
Yeah, I have a list of one thing to get.
Target is for sure with me that way.
Astrid hates it because I'll be like, honey, I gotta go to Publix and I'm gonna go get, let's say, soap, right?
Yes.
And she'll go, okay, get some strawberries while you're there for the kids.
Right.
And I will go to the store and I will come home and then I will spend $100 at the grocery store and I will forget the soap and the fucking strawberries.
Make a list.
I can't think of, I make
Check
a list.
It off the list.
I know, but I just forget. I don't know. I just, doesn't even, I'm like, oh, look at this. This is cool. I like cereal.
Your notes,
I like,
your notes feature on your iPhone has a little check mark.
Okay, smart ass. I know what it means. I always, that's why we have so much hot sauce.
You just
sauce.
Enjoy getting out of the house is what it is.
Well, everybody does, don't they?
No.
No? You don't enjoy getting out of the house? You don't like walking outside of your house?
I do. I walk around my, you know, general area.
But you could stay at your house like all day long and not be bothered by it?
Yeah, no.
It bothers the shit out of me. I'd have to leave the house at least once a day.
I've ordered it all on Amazon.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
All there.
All right. So you're an Amazon. And listen, I'm sure you're like a lot of people have decided, especially during the pandemic, have decided that all that you care to do is just have it all delivered if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then when needed, you'll go occasionally to the grocery store. So you and Jeff don't go grocery store shopping together.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We do. Right.
So my whole point in this is I was wondering.
But you get a bunch of stuff you don't need. That's why I kind of like, I go back and forth.
Yeah, I know.
So I'll do the Instacart because you're just ordering exactly what you came there to order.
Yeah.
And then it gets placed into the bags and you pick it up.
Yeah, I know.
You go into the store, it's sensory overload.
The old expression is
you didn't realize you knew you needed
going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
that's the old expression.
That.
And
can't
that's
do
everybody
that.
Does that. It's like going into Target. You cannot leave Target for less than $100 because it's impossible to do that because Target has everything you could ever want and ever need.
Yes.
And it's put in it, the, you know, strategically placed to make you walk through things you don't want so that when you get the stuff you do want, you've already loaded up on shit you never need.
Our prescriptions are at Target. So whenever I go to get the prescriptions, then if it's a wait, then I'm like, let me just browse around.
Yeah, see, that's bad. The other day I was looking at space heaters
cool
and I'm
baskets.
Like, it's fucking 110 degrees outside, but they have a space heater sale.
That
and I'm like,
could, that
well,
could
we're
be the
need
best
space heaters.
Well, that's the best time to order.
It's like buying
like same Christmas.
Christmas
yes.
ornaments the day after Christmas.
Or in July.
Okay. The reason why I ask is, you know, almost every store now has the self-checkout.
Yes.
And Publix, which has kind of bucked the trend and mainly only has cashiers, because the way that they win, they charge more on groceries, but they have just like a step up on products. It's not Whole Foods, but it's not Walmart, right? They have a step up on products. There's some
or Ingles.
Piggly Wiggly. The Wiggly. I've actually been to a few Piggly Wigglies. Who are not bad in North Georgia.
In North
and
Georgia.
And they're beautiful.
Yes, they are.
I'm like, holy shit. When did Ingles get their shit together?
Yeah.
When did Piggly Wiggly, when is Piggly Wiggly an experience to shop? So I go into the Publix a couple weeks ago and they are installing the self-checkout, which surprised me because they have not traditionally had them in most stores that I go into.
Down in downtown.
Okay. So we got them. And then I'm like, okay, this is great. But what I realize about the self-checkout. Please wait for assistance. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Valid ID required. Please wait for assistance.
And then you stand there for 4 fucking minutes. The kids are chewing gum over there talking about, you know, whatever the latest space case Instagram bullshit is. And you're like, hello, hello, hello. You have exceeded your time. Please see an attendant. What I noticed is that everybody who thinks that they may be saving time, everybody who uses the self-checkout with the exception of me, is a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Because they bring 3 shopping carts worth of shit and then they don't know how to scan it.
No.
They don't know how to bag it. They need assistance on everything.
The bagging system is a little weird.
Okay, like, it's convoluted. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
because sometimes you're just placing something over there, but then it alerts.
There should be a
20. Take it out of the bag. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, I didn't put it in the bag.
Please place item in bag. Please place item in bag. To continue, place item in bag. Now they finally got wise and they have the skip bagging button. But here's the reality. If you have more than 20 items, don't go through the self-checkout.
True.
Because you're just jamming up the whole system. Let the professionals handle it, right? Mm-hmm. They know how to scan quick and they know the numbers by...
They've got a freaking conveyor belt.
I know. They have a conveyor belt. What could be better than a conveyor belt when it comes to quick, large grocery shopping?
If I had a conveyor belt, then you could also just do that.
Now, I say all of this to say that yesterday we went to the grocery store and we go with the kids. Okay. And we have a few things that we're going to get. And $280 later worth of groceries, we have an entire cart worth of crap that we don't need, right? Mm-hmm. And the lines are long, so we pull into the self-checkout. I'm like, I can get this done quick. I know this is against my own philosophy, I know how to scan shit quick.
Okay.
37 minutes later, 16 assistances later, and many, many people behind me extraordinarily pissed off.
Yeah.
I finally got through it. My son was scanning stuff. Like, I would be scanning something, and my son would come back behind me. He'd take it. He'd run around the cart, and he'd scan it again. And I'm like, Matias, don't do that. He was, like, taking stuff off the, gum rack and scanning it. And I'm like, Matias, don't do that. I think there should be rules around the self-checkout. It is proven that the stores who have put in self, now the stores are going almost all checkout. Like at Walmart now, the one near my house, there are 30 self, on each side of the store, there are 15 self-checkouts, right?
Yeah.
It's a, you have to like stand in a line and then there's 15 of them in this big circle. It's crazy. Everybody's doing self-checkout. But it has been proven, and I've read articles about this, that it actually takes longer time. It's less efficient for us as the customer to self-checkout. It's better for the store because they don't pay somebody.
Sure.
But it's less efficient. But there should be some simple fucking rules around this.
Yeah, I think it's a 5 items or less type thing.
I think 20 is okay. Like, I get it. Like, okay, all right, you know. And we all say that, you know, 15
items
or less.
There's gotta be a mess up in 20.
Yeah, and how many of us actually adhere to that rule? Do you know how fucking pissed I get when there's a guy in there with 17 items and it says 15 items or less, or 11 items and it's 10? You know how pissed I get? And then I'm the asshole who is like, well, I just have 11. Like, you can't be that bad. Or I try and hide one item behind the other one. I'm like, gee. Okay, so I get it. There's exceptions to every rule. There's a new scam that's going around that I think is really... just horrible.
Okay.
And here's what it is. Guys, people go to Walmart. They'll take advantage of the fact that you can now check out with anything on these self-checkouts. So people are going to Walmart. They're putting TVs on their carts and they're getting like a box of, you know, bubble up, you know, Hubba Bubba bubble gum. And they're scanning the Hubba Bubba and they're walking out with the television.
Really?
Yes. This is how this is going down.
This is an aha moment.
This is an aha moment. This is happening, and there is so much video of this happening out there.
Wow.
And now, what there is not video of is, do they get caught walking out of the store? Because Walmart a lot of times has people standing there,
they're
and you got to show
pretty,
them. They're pretty good about that. Like, you got to imagine a company like Walmart, they lose billions of dollars. They call it loss prevention. The loss prevention numbers must be huge at Walmart. But what some of these videos make it appear as if people are getting away with it, at least, right?
Yes.
They'll have a $50 item. They'll scan a $3, you know, scan a banana, and then they'll walk out the door with it and scan the banana twice. I would never think to do that. I'm sure I wouldn't get away with it.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be in handcuffs before I even got out the self-checkout
like
area.
Just thinking it.
I'm already in trouble.
Right.
But I find this to be... I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel like this might be our culture a little bit. It's kind of like the get away with it culture, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about whether or not it's right or wrong. It's about whether or not we can get away with it.
Oh, okay.
And I think that there's a lot of examples of people in power and all kind of stuff, right? That it's kind of like, if we can get away with it, then it's fine because we got away with it. So why is it wrong if we got away with it? But this is so funny to me. So I saw a video the other day. I was watching this video about the guy with the TV and the whole thing, and I'm like, that's crazy. Can't even put... It's crazy, man. I love that noise, that sound effect. Crazy. You're crazy.
What movie is that from?
I don't know what it's from, but it's just funny.
It's funny.
It's funny. So the other day, I go to Target. I'm at the self-checkout. I'm waiting for one of those things to open, and there's a couple teenagers that are standing there. Right. And they have like, let's call it 5 pieces.
They're working there
or they're in line.
They're checking out.
Yes. And these are the kind of kids instantaneously that, you know, you never want them to date your daughter. You never want them driving
They were late at night, you, earlier. Basically.
They were me, yes. And they have like, let's call it 5 pieces of clothing, a couple shorts, a t-shirt, and then some kind of electronic device like a boom box or something, right? Okay. Not a boom box, 1982. like Def like Jam Records, like a Bluetooth, yeah, Bluetooth. Like a Sonos, but not a Sonos, right?
Right, a portable speaker.
Portable speaker. My guess is probably a $100 item.
Right.
And I watch these kids as they scan the clothing. Boop, 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 boop.
And then
they scan the piece of clothing, and then they scan one of the pieces of clothing twice, and then they stick the speaker into the cart, right?
I watched it go down.
I watched this scam in action, and I couldn't believe it. Now, karma.
Did you have your megaphone with you?
I wish I did.
Customer needs assistance in aisle 4. Customer needs assistance in aisle 4.
You should just take that with you.
Sir, did you pay for that boombox?
What's a boombox?
You know what I mean, dipshit. Scan that fucking piece of machinery you got there.
I watched this go down. I didn't say a fucking word. You know why I don't say a fucking word? Because I don't want to get shot because I said something.
Well, that's true. That's at this point.
People are crazy. They're crazy in this town. I read about a guy who got shot because
the mayonnaise on the subway.
That's crazy.
The subway sandwich.
We're not talking about a subway. Yeah. We're talking about a subway sandwich. I told
Someone
you subway
died.
Was no good. Someone died.
Yes.
They died because they put mayonnaise on a sandwich.
Yes.
That's insane.
I know.
That's insane.
So
did they catch that guy?
Yeah.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah.
He's going to jail for the rest of his life.
Hopefully.
Because he killed somebody because he didn't like mayonnaise on his sandwich. I told you Subway was no good. Don't trust Subway.
I know.
We're doing a whole episode on Subway. We'll get there. We're doing a whole episode on Subway. But I watched this all go down and I just realized it's just the get away with it culture. It's the get away with it culture.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks. You know why it fucking sucks? Because it ruins it for the rest of us. That's why. Listen, have I ever done anything bad in my life? Of course I have. Is there gray areas? Of course there are. You know, life is not black and white. It's one of the few lessons that I've understood in this particular go around the fucking universe is that life is not simple. It's not black and white always. And there are some things where you're just like, you know, okay, well, I'm going to break
the
rules.
It's a Mayan fire
ceremony, and we're all fire twindlers or whatever they call them. Speaking of fire twindlers. Fucking
fire twindlers.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, so the getaway with the culture. It sucks. That's all I got to say. So I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you go to the festivals, like the hippie dippy festivals,
course.
You know, the party in the woods and all this other stuff.
Yes.
And everyone's twirling batons and fire spinning and spitting. And, you know, they do this, all this stuff. And I've always been a little bit annoyed by this. And I don't know why. It's not because I don't like it. It's some of it's very beautiful, right? And some of it I think could be considered art. And some of it's just really shitty. It's like, you know, a guy takes two yo-yos and is spinning them around his head while they're flaming on fire, you know, killing everybody in the process. And it's like, it's shitty, but then it's like, hell yeah, at the same time. It's like, please stop, but don't stop at the same time.
Were you at a festival like this?
Yes, recently in my head, my fever dream. With Bert Kreischer and the guy from Basement Yard.
When did you have a chance to?
No, I was watching a video of
Forest Festival.
I was watching a video of Envision, and the video was 10 people high at Envision, and they were all talking. They were all on LSD or something. They were out there, right? And one guy, he had these. Do you remember the round, circular? Literally looks like a circle disc. It's got a hole in the middle. It's like and then you would throw it. It's like
a frisbee.
Frisbee, but
thing.
It's got no.
Yes.
It's got no middle, right?
We
it's a frisbee type thing. Some guy in the background he set him on fire, and he was doing this whole number. He was like spinning him around his head, and one of them went backwards and hit a girl in the chest. It was on fire, and I was like, "That fucking asshole!
No.
That's the kind of guy you hate at a festival."
Yeah.
It's like, here, let me bring my fire. Let me bring my fire to Envision Festival. Leave it alone.
Oh,
they should have an area. I've seen the girls
the
with
fire
the,
area.
The fireballs. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. The big fiery things on the chain, and they're swinging them around.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's Dave Matthews concert. I'm like, Dave fucking Matthews, chill out. He's not that good. You do that at the Dead show, not at the Dave Matthews show.
DMV.
Oh my God, DMV. Do you like DMV?
Nostalgically, I do.
I was at the service station. Not service station. What service station? Boombox?
You're at the service station with your boombox listening to DMV.
Getting some petrol. What am I talking about? I've been stuck in 1982. COVID has sent me back 30 years. I'm at the, you know,
gas station.
Not the gas station. The
general store.
No, the dealership. The general store.
Survey says.
Survey says.
What's the name for a service station?
I'm at the dealership at the service department.
Okay,
and I'm dropping
got
the car
it.
Off and I'm getting another car.
It's COVID brain, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's COVID brain. I have a little bit of fog. Or it could just foggy. Be kid brain. I mean, it could just be too many children running around this house. Could be blue brain is what it could be. Blue brain. I'm tired.
Not blue balls, blue brain.
Blue brain. I'm tired of fucking yelling at blue all the time. Stop shitting in the house. Don't piss there. Stop parking. Don't go here. Go there. So there's a black guy behind the counter, right? And we're talking about something about cars. And then on pops that song. Why don't you say?
And I, monkey yeah. on a
like
chain.
A monkey on a chain. Don't bring the rain.
Yeah.
You know, the first song you ever heard from Dave Matthews.
Yes.
And so... And then I start humming it. I'm like, And then out loud, using my outside voice for an inside conversation, I say, I don't know why I'm fucking humming the song. I hate Dave Matthews. And the guy goes, and I go, do you like Dave Matthews? Like, he's like, this guy's going to like Dave Matthews. And he's like, nah, man, not my thing. I'm like, it's pretty white, isn't it? He goes, it's really white. He goes, it's like the epitome of white music. It's like, you got it. I go, it's even too white for me. Yeah. But listen, no offense to Dave Matthews. He's fine. Whatever. Yes. He's fine. Nice guy. I've met him. He's a nice guy.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control. Stand by.
George from Zorg wanted you to know that it's time for the commercial break. Inside of the commercial break, tcbpodcast.com, the brand new tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You'll find all of the audio, all of the video right there on the website. And while you're there, you can drop us a line, hit the contact us form, and let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. We would love to hear them, and we will always give you credit if we use your idea on air. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. Text us, leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice. And who knows, you just might hear yourself at the beginning of one of these silly podcasts. We'd love it if you'd follow us on Instagram, though no one else does. You'll be the first at the commercial break. And go to our YouTube channel, where we're doing just slightly better, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. As the podcast continues to grow, Chrissy and I want you to know that we're ever grateful that you continue to listen. And if you have just a moment, follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if they have a place for you to leave a comment or a review, please do so. We like to keep the podcast free of charge because, let's be honest, no one was going to pay for it anyway. So our sponsors support our ventures. Please use the specialized URLs or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. They'll give you free shit. They'll continue to buy sponsorship. It's a win-win all around. Speaking of sponsors, we're going to take a short break to hear from them, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here.
If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
I was trolling on the internet.
As I do.
Speaking of Envision Festival.
Yes, you're doing a swirl.
I want to get in a little bit. I want to do a little investigating around some of these online meditation and light healers and, you know, wind workers.
Wind healers.
I'm a wind worker. Brian Ass shall save you. I'm a wind worker. What am I doing? You're still tuned in.
Hey, you're still tuned in.
Thanks for joining the commercial break today.
We can charge like $150 per person for you to be in a certified wind. I would certify you.
Yeah, that's the certification process.
Hoadley Institute of Wind Working.
I went to a tantra conference once, like a tantra workshop
there's
one
no
time.
There's no regulation to
there
any
was
of this.
No sex, by the way. But tantra, whatever. I don't get into tantra, but it was not a sex workshop. It was not like a big orgy. It was around meditation and healing and stuff like this. And I really got into it. It was good vibes is what it was. I had a weekend of really good vibes and prostate massages. It was awesome. Although there was a lot of close contact at some point.
Did you see any cock toupees?
No, but there were a couple older gentlemen I'm sure would have loved to show them. There was the 3-day weekend, right?
Of course it was a 3-day weekend. Yeah. Immersive.
And I was among, it was an immersive experience, right. And it was amongst friends. Listen, there was a lot of hugging and a lot of, you know, massaging and stuff like that, but there was no sex whatsoever. However, on the last day as we were getting started, the teacher was like, this is the last day of our journey, our ascension, level one tantra teaching. There will be an additional course offered later on this evening. We will be doing demonstrative prostate massages for an extra $195.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. And my friend goes, oh yeah, man, you gotta stick around for this one. They're gonna demonstrate how to do the prostate massage. I'm like, they're gonna demonstrate how to do the prostate massage? It's like, oh yeah, they get up there and they do the whole thing. And I'm like, they do a prostate massage?
You made it that far.
I did not make it that far. I cut out.
You made it that far with 3 days. Oh, yeah. Might as well stick around.
I loved it. I just felt so good afterwards. And I don't believe in a lot of the, you know, Cockney stuff. It's just not for me. I'm a pragmatic pragmatist. I don't need to believe that my yoni can talk to aliens. Like, I just, my ancient ancestors are flowing through my, you know, third eye.
I tend to think of things as like a general good vibes.
Vibes.
If a crystal helps here and there, maybe. God bless. Yes. But yeah, we can't. God bless. There's an extreme.
The funny thing about it, there's an extreme. And a lot of people take it there.
I do. They want to believe.
The funny thing in my heart is I do have an affinity to be taken by this kind of good energy that comes with a lot of this stuff.
Of course.
And I do believe you vibrate at a certain level, and if you vibrate higher, you're going to feel better. Absolutely.
Vibes, yeah.
But some people, they just take it way too fucking far. They think that good vibes means that, you know, they're... I don't know.
Well, I think some people are missing something. And so you're, you know.
Well, mental health, I think, certainly throws a challenge into it. Yes. But there are people online, these certified, you know, yoni therapists or whatever.
Who?
They're not certified by anybody. That's the problem. They make up these organizations and then they certify each other.
Yes.
And for what? I don't know. What is it doing? Who knows? Why? I don't care. Like, as long as I'm. There are people out there that are charging really fucking good money, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 to attend retreats and buy online courses about shit that is just, quite frankly, unbelievable. And I found a girl, and this is, I won't be the first person who's had this discussion about this particular girl.
Okay.
And I'd like to get into the topic of these kind of, let's call them hokey pokey coaches, right? Hokey pokey coaches. And they take it a little bit too far. They've taken it a little bit too far. It's the prostate
you
massage.
Shake yourself around. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
This is like the live prostate massage of meditation coaches.
Yes.
It's like, it was all good until you decided to do a live prostate massage there in the room. Smelled funky. Okay, I want every. Oh, that's not
it's
our.
George.
Hey, George, what you doing? I want everybody to meet our new friend. Mm. I'll let her introduce herself.
Of course, she's a beautiful girl. Because, and I think you can only be
beautiful.
He's
certified if you're beautiful. Yes. That's right. Well, it certainly doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
selling
or
courses
and or have a man bun.
Yeah, I have a man bun, mm-hmm. which I'll never have. So I'm not going to be one of these coaches anytime soon. Let's see what she has to offer. She is selling light talking.
Light.
Beautiful being.
Oops, sorry.
Always, it is truly such an honor to connect with you. Thank you for tuning in. And welcome to this quantum timeline shift of a video. Whether you are familiar with light language or it is new to you or it's something that you've been tapping into casually and you want more context.
I'm a casual tapper.
I'm a casual light language guy.
Dude.
Yeah, I only do it on the weekends.
Casually tap in.
I casually talk to my ancient ancestors on Tuesday nights. Something me and my friends get together to do. I'm not that into it. I'm not totally crazy. Whether you're here finding more interest about my videos or you think I'm completely full of shit, welcome. I'm grateful to have you. This is how she talks. She's an alien.
Or you just like hearing about it, welcome. And I am so excited for this video because
Did you see that edit?
I did.
She edited the word welcome into there. She said welcome 5 times and then edited an additional welcome. Let's go back there for the benefit of the kids at home.
Hearing about it, welcome. And I'm so excited for this video because if you know me, then you know light language is such a big part of my life. It's like absolutely
you know me, you know light language.
If you know me, welcome. Then you know that it's a huge part of my life. Welcome. I've been selling courses and making a lot of money off dumbasses. Welcome. Welcome.
Light language has been able to do for me and what I've been able to do with light language, whether it's healings or blessings or offerings or activations, light language is so powerful.
I'm able to do blessings with it.
Maybe this, hold on, I'm onto something here. Maybe this light language can activate the commercial break listeners to pay for our Patreon.
We need it.
Words. And truly, that's actually like the whole concept with light language, where one sound of an authentic, attuned, high frequency channel of light language is worth a billion words. And
wait, hold on. The idea of light language. Yeah, I know. I'm following it on behalf of everybody else. So here, I'll just recap what she said. She said that is the idea behind light language, is that the frequency of the light language is tuned into light language. So she just used the word light language to describe what light language is.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Even beyond that. All right, so let's just get right into it. So light language is a cosmic channeled language that is a transmission of frequency that speaks directly to your soul.
It speaks directly to your wallet. Directly to your American Express. Yes. My light language communicates directly with your PayPal.
Yep.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Penetrating past any distortions, programmings, or blockages that have been created by the mind, by the ego, by trauma, by projections of society.
Brian, I'm
all
blocked.
Words
totally blocked.
I can't do.
I haven't taken a good shit in 3 days. I'm all blocked up. Maybe you can activate my balls.
Can you speak to me in a light language?
Yes. I need to do a yoni massage first, Chrissy. Welcome. Welcome.
Best to you.
Best to you. My Venmo is at Brian TCP.
Specific meanings that have been imprinted into them through previous experience or a projected experience. And so with that, certain words hold certain meanings. And
a previous experience or projected. It could be
either. Could be anything. Basically, anything could be anything in light language.
Exactly.
Light language could be anything. And for $99.99.
It can help you with anything.
Welcome. For the small donation of $99.99 per month. I'm going to teach you light language, which could be anything. Welcome.
Right. Welcome.
Was meant to mean something can actually translate and mean something completely different to someone because they have a certain awareness and meaning.
I think we found our new Frankie B. Spoken for 3 minutes and hasn't said a fucking word.
Yeah, it's just circles.
Yeah, just circles. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's people at home that are like,
something.
Oh, I need to activate.
She's pretty.
She's pretty.
She's wearing a lot of rings.
I want to be pretty. And how blue are those eyes? Those have to be contacts, right?
You remember those colored contacts?
Oh, yeah, they still have them.
With those specific words. So with light language, it transmutes past all of that.
Transmutes. I have not heard about transmuting.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that same as transmutating?
It's transmutation. I don't know if you've ever transmuted. But there's...
I know about transmitting. Yeah.
There's transmitting, which is what we do. The commercial break transmits.
Transmuting, does that mean mute?
Transmutation is happening as we're speaking. We're actually transmutations.
People are muting our podcast. Yes.
The commercial break is literally a transmutation. Welcome.
Welcome.
It's tough for everybody.
Heart, where when attuned to the frequency and to your channel accurately, one sound through light language is worth so much more.
I feel like I'm 100.3 is my frequency.
I'm 99.X. Everybody's looking for the weekend.
It's the zoo crew here.
That's my energy. I don't give a fuck about transmutation. I care about the 5 o'clock Friday whistle. Rock and roll, Roddy.
So much more meaning than a million words. And therefore, the sound frequencies that come through light language are far more powerful to convey messages and meanings and also transcend dimensions to, again, stream through, bring through higher frequencies.
Well, I don't know about
dimensions.
I don't know about you, Chrissy, but she had me at welcome. Everything else made sense.
We're going through dimensions.
We're going through time dimensions. We're transmutioning. Yeah. And we're transmutioning.
Something means something.
Something means something. Anything can mean anything.
Grass, bed, grass.
Blockages. Do you see her hands? Yeah, she's like, bang, 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 bang.
Boom, boom.
For those of you that are listening, you can go youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. This will be on in a few days. It'll be up there. But what she's doing is she's
like
taking her hand.
Karate.
Yeah, karate. She's doing like gentle karate. Like, imagine a cat making muffins, right? She's like making muffins in front of the camera. Every time she says something, she's making another muffin.
We're going to another dimension.
Another dimension. Here we go.
Frequencies of light, consciousness, love, connection, a new perspective, inspiration, motivation.
Well, you love me.
Quantumly. It allows you to channel all of that through in a condensed form. So with this, everyone can
just
understand.
Condense and distill it down.
Yeah.
Everyone. Condense it down into a mason jar.
This is the condensed milk of light language. I'm going to give it to you in little nuggets so you too can understand. Are you following me? I understand a fucking word you're saying, lady.
Has the ability to speak light language. However, it is necessary that one is attuned to an authentic, real, true, embodied frequency of light when channeling light language. That is the difference between one just speaking gibberish and making sounds and one actually channeling light language.
How do we know the difference here?
Yeah, how do you know that you're tuned into the right channel? I mean, how does that happen?
Are you saying gibberish? Are you real?
Do you have a boombox that we can check? Because yes. I'm not convinced. That's the difference between one speaking gibberish. She's basically calling herself out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of source, that awareness, that intention, and that connection to light is required. So that's a big thing. That's kind of like a huge thing.
That's kind of a whole thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like the last 17 minutes of me transmuting on your face.
It's about
me
the light.
Laying a big transmutation dump on this video, and I'm gonna walk away right now and say that's it. That's the whole bag. It's a kitten caboodle. If you don't have transmutation dialed in the right way, it's just gibberish. Now let me speak some gibberish.
is required. Like, it's not light language unless the person is actually connected to light and channeling through that frequency. Otherwise,
what frequency is the light?
I don't know.
It is something else. And the way you know that light language is real is you can feel it. It is a frequency.
Yes, you can.
I can feel it right now.
It's flying right out of your pocket.
Yeah, I can actually smell it. Yeah, I can feel my Amex lifting out of my pocket, and I can smell the hot dump you just took.
I feel it.
Because it's crazy.
It is an energy. It is a transmission that is felt. Light language can be used for healings, for activations of encoded wisdom.
Of for skipping lines at Disney World.
Of dormant DNA and ancient
ocean. You're getting the best seats to the Black Eyed Pea reunion. You're a better dancer.
Hold on, at the, let me get the light.
The DMB concert. You get a free beer. Everything comes into two. Your Land Rover gets out of the shop a couple days earlier. Your pool guy fixed the spa. It's all coming together. This is how it happens when you're tuned with light.
Awarenesses and perspectives, perhaps past lives. Light language can also be used as a blessing, as an offering, as a prayer. And again, what is required.
Speaking of offerings, I'm offering this video on Patreon for $199.99. Because when I get that money, I'll be able to get my Land Rover out of the shop a couple of days earlier.
My light That's will right. come through.
I'm transmuting my Land Rover out of the shop.
For any of these things, and what differentiates the purpose of and the result of the light language is the intention. It is the awareness. It is the attunement. So again,
this is so edited. Like,
it's,
just
it's
keeps,
so
like,
highly yeah, edited. Yeah, she every sentence is another cut.
Yeah,
which is fine. Listen, yeah. It's hard to. Yeah. I mean, you know, we do.
It's hard to bullshit.
Yeah, it's hard to bullshit all day long, and we don't do any cuts, and that's probably why this show is shitty. We should start highly editing the show. I have a friend who edits out every breath he takes on his podcast, and I'm like, dude, why are you doing that? He's like, I just can't take it. I can't take to hear those breaths. And I think to myself, but it sounds so unnatural.
Right. You got to let your love light shine.
You got to be in an attunement. You got to have some transmutation there, bro. If you're not 100% light, you're not going to be able to hear the light. And then how are you going to activate? Welcome. Welcome. I'd pay this girl just to shut up if I was in a room with her. And stop moving your hands so much. It's driving me crazy.
Language, yet not everyone is able to, and nor is everyone. And that's not to say like, oh,
what?
Not,
what?
Not everyone is able to, nor is everyone. Was there a...
Right.
Do you want to throw a noun in there or something? I feel like she cut out a noun.
Yeah.
Are actually attuned to a frequency.
She just laughed at herself.
She thought like, this is funny. Yeah.
I fucked up.
She's like, I can't believe I made $1 million last year off this. Fuck all that attunement shit. I'm going to Phipps Plaza.
Yeah.
Through the actual result and tangible material shift, change, and experience.
Material.
Material. Making muffins on YouTube. I'm in a material world. Material. My Land Rover needs some new tires. Material.
Again, if you are utilizing and accessing and channeling through light language properly, it will change your life. It will literally change the way you experience life. It can bring through miracles for others as well. It can collectively shift frequencies.
Damn, this light language.
Man, this light language shit, we really missed the boat on this podcasting. We should have been all about the light language. We could have had like a, I mean, imagine.
We got these lights.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's not light language, though. That's just a headache language.
Yeah.
Here's what I think.
Screw you, lights. You haven't done anything for
us. You tell me what you think, Mrs. and Mr. and otherwise, the listener. He, him, she, her, they, the.
Yeah.
I think we should just dedicate the next 5 months of the commercial break to learning how to speak light language.
Speak light.
And we'll all take this journey together.
Hey, do you speak light?
I do speak light.
Okay.
Yeah, Bud Light.
We go to like another state. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know if you can speak my language, but do you speak light?
Yeah, I speak light.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm attuned to the channel, bro. I'm attuned. I have transmutation just like you do. That's right. I take my Metamucil every morning. I shop at Whole Foods. My Land Rover. I turn my Land Rover on economy when I can, when I'm driving through the city. Come on, man. I'm with it. Are you kidding me? My pool's salt water. Saving the fishes and shit. I cut up my sparkling water plastic tops. What do you think? I am an asshole.
I get it. You speak light.
That's right. I speak light. I live in a gated community, but the gate is made of recycled titanium.
Fired.
Yeah. I have a solar panel on my house. It's just there for decoration. It doesn't really work.
Our remote control is solar.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Power. Is it really?
That's the only thing solar.
I looked into getting those solar panels. Holy shit.
I have a yoga mat.
Yeah. Like $50,000 to put solar panels on this house.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But don't worry. They'll finance it for you. Yeah, I need to speak light and I'd manifest my transmutation.
Tuning to a higher frequency as one and emitting these frequencies of authentic energy and essence that also ripples out, amplifies, and emanates into the collective field. And that is what you are doing with light language. You are tapping into and giving permission to the authentic essence
Earth
of
to Heather. Earth to Heather.
And when you are attuned to it and you experience it, you will be able to acknowledge.
I want to get to the part where she's going to start speaking. Wow, where did Heather's head go? She transmuted. She hit the frequency. I just got explosive diarrhea. I hit the Dino. When I tried, I just vomited blood. Oh, man. I didn't get the right freak.
Heather did it.
I guess I have to buy that other course she has.
That's right. Yeah, you were turning to the correct
frequency. Tuning into the absolute right frequency.
That it truly is a source.
This girl's so full of it. She hasn't said a fucking thing.
No.
And a divine force that is beyond you, channeling through you, where different tones, different frequencies, different sounds, different words that you may not have ever
wonder,
heard.
I wonder who wrote the book of life.
Yeah, listen, I got to tell you something, too.
Town.
I have done it, man. I have been deep in
there. Oh, I have too, with all the books and the things. I haven't gone this far, but no, I mean, it's like, I believe in good people, good vibrations.
I've gone far enough that I think that I, at one
camper.
Point, yeah, I've been to the sweaty, sweaty RV. You don't know what that means, but that's like the physical manifestation of what she's saying. I've been inside. And I've been deep in my own head in the sweaty, sweaty camper. And let me tell you something. I walked out and I was like, meh.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the right frequency, but I don't know if I believe all the other stuff. Like, okay, I know where the frequency is, but I don't know if I want to be there all day long.
No.
Yeah.
Make before are able to stream through. And again, they hold an encoding of feeling, of power, of something that is beyond just that word. And this helps to empower you. It helps you to feel more comfortable in expressing who and what you really are. And
she does her long hair.
She just put her hand through her hair.
She's got extensions.
Did you notice she doesn't blink either?
Well, no, she edited those out.
Oh, she did. Oh, yeah. God,
she's got the extensions.
I'm gonna ask my friend, did you edit out the blinks on your podcast? The commercial break only edits out blinks on the podcast. That's why you don't hear any. I got noisy eyelashes.
And acceptance and enjoyment of yourself and your purpose and the fact that you are a miracle embodiment casually incarnated here onto Earth for a temporary time. Like, this is really all so epic and incredible.
When you epic,
dude. I casually transmuted myself onto this timeline. Sweet, bro. I can see a bunch of guys like serving it's like, sweet, bro. You mean I chemically transmuted? Have you ever listened to The Chemical Break? It's awesome. In case you didn't catch it on the last episode, somebody wrote me an email and was like, I love The Chemical Break. What are you selling me? A light language course?
You access your full potential. You are able to bring through the information. You're able to think of things, to create things.
Think things.
Perhaps inventions and creations and perhaps. Things that never perhaps.
Existed. Perhaps. Inventions and creations.
Or perhaps you're just a lazy asshole looking for a shortcut. I want this girl to start talking. Hold on one second.
Instantly and
give me a sec.
Again, because you can feel it. And so when we access, when we channel through, when we express light language, and also when we hear it, it actually speaks to the unconscious.
We have to express it and hear it.
And hear it. Oh my God, this girl never shuts up.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
For you to perhaps access at other times.
Perhaps.
Consistently practicing light language.
Perhaps.
Access to information. Your intuition is stronger and more accurate. You naturally find yourself in the right place at the right time. You are answering the calls when you are guided. And this is because it is healing you on a deep cellular level. Your cellular memory.
Oh my God, dude, my head's about to fucking explode. What in the world is this girl babbling on about? Do you understand?
No.
And I understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. I can tune into this frequency, and I still don't understand.
Exactly.
And it's not that I don't understand because I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around it. It's I don't understand because this is gibberish. This is the definition of gibberish.
Yes.
She is literally solving.
I'm going to need to see a light coming out of her mouth pronto.
Yeah. I'm going to need to see light coming out of her ears, nipples, and asshole pretty
light
quick.
Light needs to come out of somewhere quick.
Let me explain something to the listener who may not have been in the sweaty camper anytime soon. I think that there's some vein of truth that this girl has at some point experienced having
We've
to do with vibrations
that.
Of energy and all this other stuff. But what she is saying is absolute horseshit meant for you to part with your money, meant for you to believe that she understands something magical about this earth.
We don't know what, though, exactly. Yeah,
but
based
that's
on
the thing. But here's the crazy crap. A lot of these people who sell this shit and get these courses and do this shit,
oh, I know.
This is exactly how they talk.
I think they're just passing along money from one.
Of course they are.
It's
yeah.
like a little ecosystem. Like
it
a
is
terrarium.
An ecosystem. Of course
like
it is.
Like a terrarium. You it's know, a, where the water yes. comes down and then feed the plants and then the plants. It's epic.
Only it's in epic. Once in the history of the commercial break will the word terrarium come up. Chrissy just did it.
Woo!
Good for you, Chrissy.
Epic.
Terrarium.
Dope.
Don't buy into this bullshit. Go learn how to do some mindfulness meditation. Read some
meditation
books.
For sure.
For sure. Read some books by
Download
some authors.
The Calm app.
Like Eckhart Tolle or Dr. Wayne Dyer or Ram Dass. Read some of that stuff and don't drink all the Kool-Aid. Just drink a little bit of the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, just have a tasty
Take
Tina.
A bit of the red pill. Tasty Tina. A little bit of Brian ass. That's all you need.
This is strong.
Yeah. Whoever this lip-syncing homo sapien is right here, she is not going to get you anywhere. I guarantee you, she's just an earthling like the rest of us. All of us, Homo sapiens. All of
That's
us.
That's right.
Okay.
Walked like a Homo sapien.
What was that? Would do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
We'll get back to it. Welcome. The commercial break is not for everybody, but nice. Welcome.
You're right here.
Start editing in the welcomes. Yeah. We're going to have a drop.
Just when you blink, edit in, welcome.
Oh my God, Chrissy.
Welcome.
This girl makes my head hurt. I watched like, probably 40 minutes of this girl doing this light language.
Well, it's twitching. The thing that was, she's twitching because of the editing.
All the editing. Yeah, she's twitching and she's, and then all the rambling, it's nonsensical. Yeah, it's hard. How do you make it through 18 minutes of that? I don't know. Wow. In one sitting?
Here is my money.
Yeah, there you go. Stop. All right, tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You find out more information about Christy and I, all the audio, all the video right there from one location. At the commercial break on Instagram, 661 best to yo, 661. The word best, the number two, Y-O-Yo. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them on over. You can leave us a voicemail if you so choose. Also, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please go like and subscribe. Thank you to everyone who's left us wonderful reviews. Keep coming. Keep them coming. If you haven't left us a review or a rating yet on your favorite podcast player, that's a big favor you can do us. Just take 1 minute out of your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just put welcome. That's all we want.
Yeah.
You let your review be welcome, welcome, or it's not for everybody. One of the two. I don't care. Be a smartass. Whatever you want to do. The smartassier, the better.
I love the comments.
I love it too. Okay. Honestly, that's all I can do today. Between the COVID exhaustion and this girl's rambling, I got to go take a nap.
Yeah. Get some light.
Yep.
Then you.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say, we always say, and we do say,
bye. Bye.